So this is Caitlin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, and this is a look at the overall overview of January 2016, and it's a really powerful month. We could say that the overarching theme for this month is really about the expansion of our perception and how we perceive our reality, and in the ways that we perceive our reality that limit our experience. So if we change how we're looking at reality, then our reality will change. If we're changing how we think about it, our reality changes. If we change how we feel about it, our reality changes. And if we can get our thinking and our feelings aligned, it really changes quickly. So Mercury will start out this month being visible in the evening sky, and then will go retrograde, conjunct the sun, and reappear in the morning sky. So making a major shift and going into a whole new overtone and operation for the next 4 months through the Capricorn mysteries, and really has a lot to do with how we think. And when Mercury's in Capricorn, the overarching theme really has a lot to do with what's practical, what really works, how can we make it work in our middle world reality, and take responsibility for creating sustainable structures that really support what we perceive is true and what we perceive and what we want to perceive as our reality, because we are dreaming into it as well. And we've got two planetary stations, Mercury going retrograde, we've got Jupiter going retrograde. Mercury goes retrograde on January 5th. Jupiter goes retrograde on January 7th. We have two exact Jupiter North Node conjunctions this month, activating humanity's destiny around the sacred. And I went into greater detail about that in the weekly audios, so something to just tune into. We've got Venus passing through the fifth gate, third chakra activation, where she stands in her power. A lot of cool things happening. So with Venus, so be sure to check that out in the second week audio, the week two, or no, I'm sorry, week one audio, because that's going to happen on January 6th. And that also happens to be the day of the Magi, so some cool things happening with that. The Earth is reaching its closest approach to the Sun on January 2nd. And then we've got the Moon occultation over Aldebaran, the 14th one that's happened since January of last year. And we have the comet Catalina at the on January 1st. If you can see it or have binoculars to see it in clear skies, it is passing by Arcturus and will be headed towards the handle of the Big Dipper and the pan of the Little Dipper in mid to late January. And again, I shared this about the comet last month because comets carry a lot of DNA information, light code information that activates wherever it's passing through. In shamanic astrology, it is considered the ultimate wild card comet, the arrival of a great comet. And this is a pretty amazing comet, and you can see some pictures of it in the Celestial Timings. So January 12th is the time that the comet is expected to be closest to the Earth. And we'll be passing the star Mizar. That happens to be the middle star in the handle of the Big Dipper. And so if you're out looking and you're looking north and you see the handle of the Big Dipper and it kind of stands up on its end, but you arc around that handle to Arcturus. So you arc to Arcturus to be able to see that. And then you look in that area of the sky and perhaps you will get to see a wonder of that particular comet. Lots of very amazing, cool things that are taking place this month. Those are just a few of the highlights, and you can listen to the other audios to get a sense of that. Also, I just want to extend an invitation to everyone. I am going to be joining Shelley Tattlebaum, leading a group to Teotihuacan, Mexico. That's near Mexico City, April 14th to the 19th. I got a chance to go and do this experience last year. It was so profound. And we're going to bring the Toltec wisdom and connect it with shamanic astrology. And so we'll be doing lots of cool ceremony and activations that will be aligned with what's going on with Venus and Mars in the sky, inner sacred marriage work. And and it's super reasonable and really a very fun trip. And Shelley's a really fun person to work with as well. And so I'm really excited to do that. So if this is something that speaks to you, be sure and check that out in the written version of the Celestial Timings for January 2016.